Second hour, Darren Donakin, Chase, Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe here live at Centennial Sportsplex. Elijah Campbell manning things at our game studios. Predators on the ice. Hopefully we'll have Cody Glass here join us shortly. Mike Vrabel is supposed to speak at the bottom of the hour. Should be able to carry that as well. We'll talk a little NFL with Adam Kaplan to begin the third hour of the broadcast. Don't forget, you can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube every single day while we're doing our show. Our video streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Right now, if you would like to go see the Predators take on the Tampa Bay Lightning, that'll be the first home preseason game. That'll be this Saturday night at Bridgestone Arena. Yeah, this Saturday night, October 2nd. Yes, Saturday will be October 2nd. Wow, when we're doing Friday's show, it'll be October. Be caller 6 to Elijah. Be caller 6. Lucky caller 6 at 615-737-1025. 737-1025. That is our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're just going to find out who's paying attention, who's listening to the show, who wants to get rewarded. Lucky caller 6 to win tickets to go see the Predators and the Lightning.
Very nice.
Saturday at Bridgestone Arena. Remember, they will actually play down in Tampa on Thursday. That'll have a puck drop at 6 p.m. I'll have pregame for you at 5:30. Everything heard right here on these airwaves. I read the quote yesterday from Robbie Stanley, who caught up with Philip Forsberg on kind of his future. We know that he does not have a new deal in place. We know that he is set after this season to be a UFA. What did you make of that quote? Anything jump out at you at all? I know we touched on it briefly yesterday. I think what jumped out to me immediately just reading that was, well, it doesn't look like they're anywhere in the same vicinity of a new deal. So any ideas that there was going to be something struck before the beginning of the season, I think that is clearly out the window. That is not in play. That's what jumped out to me.
Yeah, and I never really felt like they were going to get it done before the season. I always kind of felt like this was going to take a while. But to read the quote that and this was not just to Robbie, this was to reporters, and Robbie tweeted this out. Quote, the question was that Robbie asked, is it still a goal of yours to finish your career here and be a part of the team moving forward? Are you still wanting that, or is it a wait-and-see approach? Forsberg said, quote, I have no rush to sign. I mean, I still have a full year. I don't know. I feel like you have to play your contract out. Obviously, I have a full year. I love this place. I've loved every minute since I got here. I definitely feel like we have a really good opportunity to make something great, not just this year, but going forward as well. Like, you know, it's a business, and everything is going to have to be handled properly like that, end quote. I translate that as I want to see what this looks like, and it's got to play out. Because you're right, you can play out your contract. And there are players that do play out their contract, and then they end up re-signing. Kyle Granlund's a prime example, and that was one where twice now we thought he wasn't going to be back, and now he's here on a long-term deal and did return. So you do truly have to let things play out. But with that said, I think Philip wants to maximize his value, and we will pause on that. and then get back to this in just a second, because we have a guest coming to our table.
We'll pick up where we left off in just a moment. I believe we're now joined by Cody Glass. Cody, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
How was everything this morning?
They're tough practices. I mean, going through training camp, it's just battle days, and you're just trying to grind through the days, get systems down, and just get ready for the regular season.
I believe in game one on Sunday, you were centering that first line with Luke Kunin and Eli Tolvanen. Were you comfortable playing alongside those guys?
I think so. I think we had maybe one practice or maybe two practices going into it. So wasn't very much chemistry, but I felt like we had a lot of grade A scoring chances. I know I had probably three myself where I should have scored, but I didn't. But I felt like as the game went on, we got more comfortable, and I think it was just overall, a good game, but, you know, we can get better. It's first game, and obviously there's nerves going to a new team, new system. So I was just trying to get used to it.
you guys are used to, I mean, coaches do this all the time. I mean, you do it in the course of a game. Lines change. I mean, you could come out with what everything's going to look 1-4 at the beginning of a game. But, you know, I mean, sometimes that changes. How difficult is it, or is it not, to play alongside other guys either through the course of a game or through as the course of a season goes along? Because you may start on one line, and then 10 games in, you're on another line.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it just goes with what's working. I mean, sometimes you're kind of flat and line mates aren't working as we should, and you maybe throw in one other player on the line and it clicks right away. So I feel like when something's not working, you just change up a little bit, and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but I think change is good, and obviously just keep you on your toes and kind of like a wake-up call. You never really know what's going on out there until you're out with the guys, and I think communication is a huge part as well.
What were you specifically working on, Cody, this offseason?
I think just getting my speed up. I think that was a big thing that I struggled with last year, coming back from knee surgery. And that was one thing I just tried working on my hardest throughout the summer with Goody when I got here. And I felt like I've done a good job to kind of get up back to pace. And I feel like just with how hard these practices are and getting your conditioning back, I feel like we're right in the right spot.
Everybody over the years has talked about the room, you know, and how special the room is, and the guys and the vibe. And it doesn't feel clicky. It doesn't feel like a high school room. There are, you know, we laugh at that because we're so used to here everybody acting like it's kumbaya, where we talk to players like yourself that came from other places and be like, yeah, you know, at another place it was clicky. I mean, there were guys that only hung with certain guys. Are you getting that same vibe here, that everybody it's kind of one big happy family?
Yeah.
What's been your experience?
It's been amazing so far, especially since day one that I've been here. Everybody's been really good to me. And just coming in here, the team's super close, and that's something you love coming in. And I was welcomed with open arms, and it was very more comfortable for me just as not only on the ice but off the ice, just kind of getting used to the city, used to the teammates, organization. And I felt like the teammates did a great job, and I was kind of introduced one at a time because I was one of the first guys here to start training. So it was a lot easier to get to know names, know faces and stuff like that. But I feel like just coming into training camp, it just makes you that more comfortable. You'd want to do more for each other, and then going to regular season helps a lot.
What have you been able to take in Nashville? Have you been able to do anything cool yet, or no?
Not really. I've been out to a couple of nice golf courses.
Okay.
Trudor. Went out there with Yost and Joey. But I feel like that's probably the biggest thing. I'm a big golfer, so
okay.
Getting out to those nice golf courses, and especially when I was in Vegas, it's very deserty, and to be able to be here with trees and grass, stuff like that, it's nice to experience some fresh air.
Were you out at Petey's Golf at Vanderbilt Legends?
Yes, I was there. That was a good time. That was very fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That was, obviously, it's my first time doing that, and going into it, you never really know what's going to happen. You're with random people, but my group was awesome. Yeah. I had a blast, and it's just you're out there playing 18 holes, having fun. So it was a good time.
Yeah, that's good to hear, because all the feedback has been awesome. I had a great time. How'd you hit that day? It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it was – I think my team went minus 15 or something
wow.
like that. So
wow.
I had a really good team. And like I said, it was just awesome. I had an awesome group, and I had a lot of fun, especially just – you're by yourself. You don't really know these people, so you're introducing them, and
yeah.
Nothing better to bond more over golf.
How about learning a new system? Has that been – easy, difficult? How's that been for you?
I get used to it pretty quick. They've been good here by sending video over an app and everything, so you get to kind of look at it. I've looked at it maybe once or twice a day, and it's something you have to get used to. I mean, the only way you can kind of get used to it is playing in-game, and obviously I think only having one game under our belt is kind of tough, but I mean, that's what preseason's for. You're trying to get used to the systems, trying to get used to other players, how the coaches want you to play. So I feel like I've done a good job so far, but obviously it's a learning experience, and I'm just trying to do the best I can.
Also, another thing, Cody, is we're speaking with Cody Glass of the Predators, is sometimes you center a line, sometimes you're out on the wing. Do you have a preference? I mean, does it truly matter to you that you say, man, I'm a centerman and that's it, or are you comfortable out on the wing?
I feel like I prefer center. I just played there my whole life, but I think going to wing, I feel like in our system, whoever's first back is first back, and then you kind of just fill lanes after that. So I feel like you're just center pretty much off the faceoff, and after that, you're kind of just playing hockey, you're playing into the system, and it's not so much center, left wing, right wing, it's more F1, F2, F3. Now I'm more comfortable with center, but I mean, like I said, with the systems that we have here, it's kind of you're just wherever F1, F2, F3.
Cody, you were drafted, obviously, when Vegas came into the league and went through that development program. But how difficult was the last 2 years of with all the COVID stuff going on and bubbles and, you know, for a young player that, you know, you need that teaching, you need to be around your teammates too. How much did that affect you and your development, you think?
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it, obviously. It's my first year was kind of a struggle. A young guy coming in, a lot of ups and downs in and out of the lineup. And then getting knee surgery, COVID happening, all the stuff happening in my second year, it was very difficult for me to kind of bounce back. And with meetings, you can't really meet with the coaches for video, stuff like that. And so it was very difficult. And once again, the second year is kind of the same as my first year, just in and out of the lineup, not very consistent. And so it was a very big struggle. But going to this third year, I kind of know what to expect with coming into the Predators and talking with the coaches and stuff like that. It's been great so far. I've went over a lot of video through our app that we have, and just getting to know everybody and kind of just feeling a lot more comfortable than I was when I was in Vegas, because I've been around the team way more, it feels like, just because of COVID and how everything was. So no, this year I feel a lot more comfortable, not only just off the ice but on the ice. I feel like I'm more stronger, faster, and just be able to keep up with the hockey here.
Do you feel like that now that you're here, there are things that, you know, when you came into Vegas, Vegas is a new team in the league. They're going to the Cup final the first year. They're trying to go after it right out of the gates with the way the expansion draft was set up. Do you feel like now that you're here, there are maybe some things that you didn't learn that you can go back and learn that this staff is helping you through?
I think so. Like you said, I got drafted to a team that's trying to win the Stanley Cup today. Yeah. So every year they have a chance to win, and I kind of knew that going in, that I was on one of the oldest teams in the NHL. I knew I was going to have a short leash. I knew I had to make the most of every opportunity. And I felt like some games I did, some games I didn't. And like I said, one of those short leash opportunities where you are going to be the odd man out every once in a while. And you kind of just have to rebound from that. But I feel like for me coming in, I put a lot of pressure on myself to make the team and make plays, and I feel like that's where I kind of lost myself. I wasn't calm, I wasn't comfortable on the ice, and I feel like going into here, it's a new team, new atmosphere. I have no pressure on myself. I don't have the worry of being a first draft pick ever. I can just come in here, be patient, play my game, and kind of not worry about all that background noise that was kind of leaving me in Vegas. And like I said, there's just no pressure here, and kind of I just want to prove myself.
Yeah, and I can only imagine what that pressure was like. You mentioned new team. I mean, it's not only a new team for you, but this is a new look for the Nashville Predators. Yes, there are some core pieces like Jost, like Johansson, that have been here for a while, but you see some guys that move on, and now there's a young core that's being developed. You're a part of that. So how cool is it for you to know that you can potentially be a part of the future of this team while also helping them win now?
I think it's awesome, especially just seeing guys like Tolvanen, who I've played against a bunch, Tomasino is a great player, first round pick. All these young guys that are coming in, I feel like it's a good team that can win now, and I feel like it's a lot on the young guys and how they want to play. And I feel like if the young guys come out, compete every night, and they give our team a chance to win, I think we'll have a really good season. And I mean, if they want to play young, we just have to prove ourselves and prove to the team that we belong here and that we want to win now. And that's kind of how my mentality is going into it. And I think this is a team that can win a Stanley Cup.
What's been some of your conversations with John Hines, your new head coach?
I think I'm just they've been good. I mean, he's an awesome coach so far, and all the stuff he's kind of through systems, all that kind of stuff. I feel he's a very smart hockey guy, and he's a very great person off the ice too, which is awesome. And like you said, being a young player coming into this team, I mean, he's got a tough job kind of teaching me coming in. But he's been awesome so far, especially Lambo. Like, I know all these guys who've just been helping me along the way. I mean, it's tough, but I feel like they've done a really good job with systems and just kind of helping me find my game, find my way. And like I said, it's preseason right now, but going to the regular season, you want to be on it, and I feel like they're doing a good job of getting me ready for it.
How excited are you that opening night against Seattle, Bridgestone Arena? You obviously have heard the reputation that this place has of being very loud. Now that, you know, capacity is back where it needs to be, how excited are you to experience that with the home team for the first time?
Yeah, I'm pumped. I mean, especially just coming back from COVID year, I feel like the fans are just going to be unbelievable. I've heard nothing but good things about the fans, the building, just the city, and how much they love this, love the team. So I feel like just coming into it, it gives me chills kind of thinking about it, just because I've heard nothing but great things. So I'm really looking forward to it and being able to play in front of the fans.
Real quick, Cody, on the way out, I said you played alongside Ellie Tolvanen, and he's another young guy that's had a lot of hype with this organization, got a chance to play on a more regular basis last year. Everybody knows about his shot. What did you observe from him playing alongside him?
He's a great player. He's got a heck of a shot, and he's always had that ever since I've played against him. So I played him in the A once, and I feel like just his game overall, I feel like just like me, he came into a team that was winning right away, and he got to develop 2 years in the AHL, and I feel like that really helped out his game a lot. And I feel like he's a strong two-way player that plays fast and hits, and for a small guy, he's very tenacious on the puck, and like I said, his shot. And for me, like, I'm a guy who tries to find that kind of player in the slot anywhere he can score from, pretty much. But no, he's a heck of a player, and if I get the opportunity to play with him for many years to come, it'll be a great time.
You weren't a stranger to famous people in Vegas. You won't be a stranger to famous people in Nashville. Is there anybody you want to meet while you're here? I mean, is anybody, question. You know?
I mean...
Music fan, or, I mean, I don't know, a football player? I mean, who do you want to meet?
Maybe, like, Derrick Henry, something like that.
Okay.
Morgan Wallen, country singer. So, maybe
like
those
Wallen.
Two. That's probably the biggest ones.
Okay. All right.
I have a feeling that's probably going to happen at some point.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah. Hey, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Good luck with everything. That is Cody Glass. He was centering that first line in Sunday's game one alongside Luke Cunningham and Ellie Tolvanen, and there's a lot of intrigue with Cody Glass. By the way, I thought he played really well.
He did.
On Sunday. In fact, I'll ask John Hines about his play. I thought he had a really good game, but I'm really intrigued on what they have in Cody Glass.
I'll tell you the answer.
Because he's got a lot of hype, and I was really paying close attention to what he said about leaving all that stuff behind
in
Vegas. First ever draft pick and all that stuff that I think he kind of admitted that it got, you know, it was a lot of pressure.
And I love hearing that because, you know what, so many times I think people are, and we've all been to an extent guilty about, you know, these guys, they're human too. And that's a human emotion of like, I'm the first ever draft pick of an organization that's set up to win the cup. They're wanting to be successful right now. I have to be successful right now. And the true answer to that is, yeah, I mean, you have to, that's a billing that you're going to have to live up to at some point, but you can also develop. And I, you know, I don't think that he was really given the chance to develop like he could. And now that pressure is off of him, he's here. He's with a team that, you know, is young. And even though, you know, this team is, I guess you can look at it as they got a mix of old and new, but he can develop along with the rest of these young guys. There's not as much pressure right now. And so I think that could certainly be a good thing. I'm looking forward to see what he could do too, because I do think he's a talented player. I was intrigued. When they acquired Cody Glass, talking to people and then my thoughts myself, I was like, you know what? I think that could be a pretty good move. It's got to play out, but I think that could be a pretty good move. And I was very impressed talking to him. He seems like a bright young man. And I really respected that answer of him saying, you know, the pressure's off and living up to that, some of that stuff. I can start over and hit reset.
I don't know if it's because I said a football player or if he was going there if I didn't say that. But how about him saying he wants to meet Derrick Henry?
Everybody wants to meet Derrick Henry.
No,
I think that's
kidding,
really cool.
Man. It just goes to show you, if anybody thinks that he isn't the face of the franchise, you're not paying attention.
Oh, there's no doubt.
He is 100% the face of that franchise.
But to hear another athlete say that, you know, because I think so many athletes respect what Derek does to prepare for a game, a season, take care of his body, all those things. And, I mean, he's a freak of nature. He's a specimen. That's what he is. But, yeah, I thought that was a good answer, too.
Whether you're an actor or a comedian like Michael Rapaport or Cody Glass, an NHL player, they all want to meet Derrick Henry, man.
Yeah, well.
They all want to meet Derrick Henry.
I think I've told this story before. The first time I saw him in person on the practice field, I was standing next to Floyd. And I can't repeat exactly what I said, but I said, holy shnikes, That is a big blank. Son of a blank is exactly what I said. And Floyd just starts laughing and goes, yeah, you think? You think you could do something with that? I mean, he's built, the first time you see him, he's built like a defensive end. Like he looks like he could play DN, and he plays running back.
Back in the day, whenever I used to string for national radio stations, like Sporting News, or ESPN, or Fox, whatever, they would always want a guest from the winning locker room. So, unfortunately, it's well documented, as we've talked about, they did a lot of losing to the Colts, as we know. We've talked about that. It didn't happen this past Sunday, thank goodness. But when there was Peyton Manning playing for the Colts, they definitely did a lot of losing to the Colts. And I'll never forget, I had to go down to the Colts locker room to get a player for Sporting News Radio, we'll say. I just happened to be walking right behind Peyton Manning because I think he had just done something or he was in a room. And I was walking. Peyton Manning is a quarterback, as we know. On cleats, in pads, in the helmet. He had his helmet, still everything. And I'm walking behind him. He was gigantic. And, oh, by the way, you know, the two of us, we're like 6'4". He was gigantic. I could not believe how big he looked walking directly behind him on cleats, you know, in his full get-up. He was a lot bigger than I thought.
Yeah. I've heard that. I've never met Peyton. I've never been around Peyton. But
this was a long time ago. But, I mean, it was just like, whoa, like he is way bigger. I mean, he didn't have to worry about seeing over his line. You know, you always hear that about the smaller quarterbacks. Oh, you know, get balls batted down or they can't see over the line. That's not the case with Peyton Manning, man. He was huge.
He's bigger than Eli. I mean,
yeah,
Eli
is. And Eli's tall.
They're all tall.
But
yeah.
I think Peyton's, what, 6'5"?
Probably. Because I think I'm 6'4". I'm closer to 6'5 than I am 6'4".
But in the cleats and the pads and the helmet, I mean, he was enormous. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But that's probably the same feeling you had seeing Derrick Henry.
Sure.
Close.
I mean,
like,
I had that.
Cow,
I had
that's a running back?
First time I saw Shea Weber, I had that feeling.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Shea, especially on the skates.
And the blades. Woo.
You know, he's tall. Pekka, too, so.
Pekka was like a giraffe on plates, man.
I just think it's hilarious. You go from one of the tallest goalies in the league to one of the shortest in UC Soros.
All right, we'll come back. We should be able to check in and hear what Mike Vrabel has to say today here on this Wednesday. We're live here at Centennial Sportsplex, and you are listening to Darren Donica Chase on ESPN 102.5 The Game.